Hello, and welcome to episode 148 of Wada Hockey, the podcast where we talk all things Texas hockey and the stories and cultures that surround it. We'll have a pretty stars-heavy episode as the playoffs are just around the corner. But, as always, before we dive into the upcoming matchups and potential matchups, make sure to follow us on all socials. Instagram, Twitter, the application formerly known as Twitter, LinkedIn, what am I missing? Oh, Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, don't forget Facebook.
TikTok. Send us an email, wadahockey@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All ways that you can engage. Ask questions. Talk some shit to us if you want to.
Just text me, man. Hit me up. 469, subs it up.
I'm just going to do the dial tone, see if people can figure out your number from that. Jason, how are you doing tonight? We're recording on Tuesday, releasing on Thursday, as always.
Yeah. It's a great week, man. It was a good week. Got a lot of stuff done. We have what I've dubbed the extraction date for our future child, so that's gonna be a fun one. May 30th is just right around the corner, man.
It'll be here in no time. I honestly can't even believe that it's almost that May is 2 weeks away. I can't imagine how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm a little anxiety on the inside, but you know, other than that, I'm thriving.
Very nice.
Yeah,
how about you? Love that for you. How's Kelly doing?
She is fantastic. I shouldn't say fantastic. She's got a little bit of a limp right now, so just the taxing of the body for pregnancy, you know, and what that does to you.
It's a lot. I mean, mad respect to any woman that carries a child.
Yeah. You know, I always told her, I was like, if I could, I would. I'd carry it if I could. But alas, biology is not caught up to me in that sense. And
maybe one day in the future, probably not in our lifetimes, but maybe one day.
The documentary with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger is just not come to fruition yet. So
that is a throwback reference.
Yeah, good solid early 90s comedy.
Yeah.
What about you, man? How was the week?
You know, another day, another dollar. Kind of how it goes. Doing some continuing education separate from my work stuff. That's kind of fun.
Solid.
Trying to add some letters to the end of my name here.
Because add on to the, you already have P&P, yeah?
I do. Yep.
So what's next? What do we get to add on to it?
I am working on my CSA, which is a certified systems administrator for ServiceNow. Just something I'm doing in my spare time after work. Yeah, dude, I'm doing well. I bummed I missed last week. Didn't get to tell you all about the Avs game. That was super fun. Dude.
I want to hear all about it. Let's just talk about it now. I mean,
yeah, my buddy Jason bought us tickets 5 rows behind the glass on the star shoot twice side directly behind Ottinger. Got to Ballsack Arena around 6:15, hung out, drank some beers. Their arena's pretty nice. I mean, I'm partial to the AAC, of course, just because the atmosphere
is truly best stadium in all of pro sports.
Yeah, I will say the AAC, like the concourses, they could be a little bit bigger, but they do feel very like intimate in a way. Mm-hmm. And Ball Arena is very wide open spaces in the concourse, and it Like, it's nice for flow of traffic, but I kind of like how you're all, like, close and engaging with other fans when you're walking through the concourse today, AC.
Yeah. Definitely forces you to get, like, a certain comfortability with your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
But, like you said, though, it's not overbearing in that sense, but, like, you definitely, like, as you're leaving, like, let's say you're leaving a Stars win, you know, over the Blackhawks, it's a good environment to be in because it's tight enough that you can talk enough shit and just enjoy everybody around you.
Right.
Where it's not, like, super, like, you're not, like, 100% on top of each other, but you're not, like, 20 feet away from everybody.
Right. Yeah, I just love the AAC. It's such a great venue for sports, both Stars and Mavs, and then concerts are fun in their own right. I will say the pregame presentation was pretty cool. They do like the on-ice projection stuff that the Stars seem to reserve for playoffs only. So that was pretty cool. The music didn't really stand out to me. Their DJ is not bad, but he didn't really play anything that I was like, Shippy. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. He's no Shippy. Or she. I don't know who their DJ is.
Or she. You know what, though? If I'm not mistaken, Groobs, well, I don't know who it is now, but Groobs made a comment in an interview a while back that said that the DJ in the Ball Arena was probably top tier. Like, it's Groobs and then Ball Arena DJ.
That may be the case, and I just wasn't paying enough attention. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't play anything that was egregiously out of place. I just wasn't really, like, making mental note of it. Yeah. Overall, though, like, the fans there were pretty nice. I wore a blackout jersey because I had to stand out as a Stars fan.
Loved it.
My cousin and his wife and a couple of our friends, they bought seats two rows behind us, and the Avs fans in between us had quite a bit of patience because we were high-fiving directly over them the entire game. So they were good sports about it. I think they were getting kind of annoyed, and my buddy said that they called us obnoxious, which we weren't drunk and we weren't talking shit, so I think just our celebrations they probably found obnoxious, which I definitely understand. But they weren't rude about it. They kept it to themselves. So all in all, we had a great time.
Cause that was the big win too, that we had. It was the 7-4 win. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of celebrating happening. And a poor time to be an Avs fan.
Yeah. They did not look like they were having the best time. It was interesting. These two girls next to me brought in an entire pizza. Like, the AAC has, you know, Pizza Hut pizzas. These two girls brought in, like, a full, large 16-inch pizza.
Like, from Papa John's or whatever?
No, I don't know where they got it from, but I was like, you can do that here? They were like, yeah, you want a slice? I was like, I mean,
if you're offering,
sure, yeah. So my buddy, they were giving me shit. Like, you're just going to take their pizza? I was like, they offered. Be rude to say no.
I was going to say, it's going to be rude to say no.
Yeah. And then in the third period, they still had like three or four, almost half the pizza left. So they were like, do you want the rest of this? I'm like, hell yeah, I'll take it.
So they had like two pieces, not even like a piece each. And
yeah, like two pieces each maybe. So had enough for me, my buddy, and my cousin behind us. I'm passing the pizza box over these Avs fans.
Just, yeah.
I'm sure that kind of grinded their gears a little bit, but they were cool. I was like, I told Jason, I was like, I want to like offer to buy these girls a drink or something, like buy them a beer for the trouble, just for sharing pizza with me. And then I looked at him, I was like, don't think they're 21, so I'm gonna go ahead and not do that.
Yeah, good call, man.
Yeah, see, that's how you know I wasn't drunk, because drunk me would have just been like, yes. Yeah,
two beers each.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Let's just throw, I got two hands. That's four beers if they'll let me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, they were nice. There was a lot of Stars fans there, surprisingly. Next to my cousin was an entire family of Stars fans. Like, so it was me high-fiving him plus the four other people next to him over the people. So all in all, it was a great experience. Shout out my buddy Jason for the tickets. It was a lot of fun. And I'd probably like to go back at some point to a Avs Stars game. But for now, stoked to be back at the AAC tomorrow at time of listening yesterday for the final game of the season.
Love that, man. I've heard amazing stuff about the atmosphere, though, and it's just it's a place I want to get to, and I'm jealous that I haven't been.
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was no Avs. I mean, you can't really talk shit too much when you give up a touchdown, but even on the way out, like, nobody was taking jabs or anything, which I sort of expected, but and maybe if we had lost, it would have been different, but everybody was chill, you know, no hostility on either side that I could see. So all in all, a successful game experience.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of things that are awesome, we have to shout out Grizzly Energy, proud sponsor of WAD Hockey. And they are offering 10% off your entire order at grizzlysupplements.com. You can crack open a cold strawberry kiwi or orange mango and go nuts. Use code WAD Hockey for 10% off your order, or you can grab a Grizzly at your local QT or Murphy's USA. And you can go wild nuts with Grizzly. Also, from Grizzly, Beer and Beaver. Also from Grizzly, Bear and Beaver Craft Sodas. Now available also at QT, and the root beer is second to none. They just opened the QT by my house, so I'm definitely going to be swinging by there and grabbing one.
Do it. QT gotta check it out. Is an extremely superior gas station.
Yeah, like Bucky's like gets all the hype.
Uh-huh.
But QT is very slept on.
Yeah. Their QT kitchen is very legit.
And you get the Cheddar Jack taquitos.
Mm.
Their hot dogs, first of all, are far superior to both Racetrack and 7-Eleven.
That's the one where I'm going to disagree.
Oh, okay.
I'm a racetrack.
Okay. I was about to say they're at the very least way better than 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
I've not frequented Racetrack. I've always been kind of a QT.
Did you Nathan's hot dogs for the Racetrack? Okay. But recently they've changed the package that the bread comes in. Like, it used to grab like with the tongs, and 9 times out of 10 they would be a little hard because they got just overcooked or whatever
naturally. Yeah,
but now they all come like individually wrapped in like a plastic container, and you throw it in the microwave ahead of time, like 30 seconds, and then it gets the bun toasted or warm, and then you put the dog in it. Oh,
that's chef's kiss, man. That's an elevated hot gas station hot dog experience. And I'm always like, just throw it in there and eat it in the parking lot.
And the guy, sometimes the guy at the racetrack that I go to all the time, won't even charge me for the nacho cheese that I'll put on it sometimes. If he's there, I'll throw the nacho cheese on it for free. But if he's not...
You got to scope it out first.
Yeah, absolutely. I do my quick little glance over there. All right, he's there? All right, I'm going to throw that on there.
How much do they charge for nacho cheese?
30 cents, maybe?
Okay, I was about to say.
I mean, it's not like I'm not going to go broke getting it, but you know what I mean?
It's the principle.
It is.
It costs them 30 cents to fill up the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to sell it?
Margins, just crazy.
300 squirts for 30 cents a piece?
Yeah, just printing money.
Jesus.
All that to say... that little interstitial aside, Grizzly Energy, QT, Murphy's USA, check them out. Jason, let's dive right in. First of all, before we get into this, we're going to do upcoming potential matchups. I'll give you the percentages that we're looking at currently for first round opponent.
Okay.
But I have to commend you for your spot on prediction.
Yeah,
I said, I think they'll slip and fall and end up second. You said, no way, dude. They are absolutely going to finish first. And here we are. Your Central Division champion, Dallas Stars, home field, home ice advantage for the first two rounds at the least, pending the outcome of Wednesday and the Canucks games against the Flames and the Jets. Currently, all we have to do is score, get 1 point in the standings, and we are the Western Conference champions. Home ice advantage, all three rounds. First of all, before we get into it, did you see us finishing first or potentially having the chance to finish first in the conference at the beginning of the year?
Yes. No. But yes, as the homer that I am, 100% yes. But as the realist of me, I was thinking a solid like 3, maybe a 2. And I definitely thought Colorado was probably going to be ahead of us.
Yeah.
I did not expect to finish ahead of Colorado. Winnipeg is very much a surprise to me. But also at the same time, they're not. I do think Bones just finds a way to figure it out. And I did go to the game against the Jets, and I had some pretty decent seats too. I had a good seat experience. I'll have to share that with you later, but with the Jets, and then me and my buddy, we were really trying to get the chant going. Like when they're like, let's go Stars. Let's bone Bones. Let's bone Bones. And the people around me would not.
Didn't quite catch on.
So yeah, I'll have to circle back around to that the next time we play the Jets. But
maybe very soon.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Maybe very soon.
But yeah, I really didn't expect Winnipeg to be as good as they were this year.
Yeah, 100.
And honestly, Vancouver really surprised me.
Me too. Because they were. Did they even make the playoffs last year?
Yes. No.
I don't think so.
Hold on.
No,
they were out.
That's what I
38
thought.
38 and 37. 38, 37, and 7. 83 points.
And now they're 50, 23, and something? 6?
Hold on. Yes.
Pretty close, huh?
49, 22, 9. With 107.
Pretty close.
I didn't realize they still had 2 games. Well, I guess they got tonight and Thursday, maybe?
Yeah, they play... They play the Flames tonight, so we'll be keeping an eye on that one for sure.
And then Thursday against the Jets. Ooh,
Thursday against the Jets.
Jets.
Jets. Jets. That's correct.
Who are we rooting for in this? Like, do we want like the Jets to dip down a little bit and maybe Colorado take that 2 from them?
I don't.
Well, really... I guess it should be 2 because Vancouver is probably going to end up 2.
Yeah, if they lose in regulation or overtime, they're 2 regardless. I believe. I have the standings pulled up here as well. 1.
Jets are playing a crack.
Oh,
now.
If they
3.
Yeah, so Winnipeg could end up 2.
Mm-hmm.
If Vancouver loses both games and Winnipeg wins, gets 3 points out of, they really only need 2 points, and Vancouver to get 0 right. points to be second. Interesting.
This could be a fun little last, Thursday's going to be a lot of fun.
It certainly is. Yeah, I don't know what that does to the bracket as it currently stands. I guess we'll find out. But, yeah, just wanted to shout out your spot on prediction and confidence with which you made that prediction.
I really appreciate it because it was just the homer in me. And if I was still a gambling man, I would have put a solid hundo down that moment when we made that. And I don't know what I would have gotten out of it because I didn't check the odds back then, but whatever. I'm sure it wouldn't have been as good, but I definitely would have put, $50 at the beginning of the season on the Stars going, making the playoffs, and then probably trying to go all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it probably would have paid out pretty decently, $700-800, I would imagine.
Pulls up Bovada.com and empties bank account, empties my bonus into it.
Right. Okay, let's, with that stage set of we need 1 point to be to win the conference, or we need Vancouver to get 0 points over the next two games. 0 points in either of the next two games. Currently, according to Money Puck, and I'll give you our options. You already know them, but I'll give you our options in order of likelihood. And I want you to tell me which you prefer and why.
Okay.
So the most likely opponent as of now is Los Angeles Kings at 64.7% to finish in the wild card 2 slot. And that is assuming we win the conference. Second is the $15 million over the cap Vegas Golden Knights at 35.3% to be the wild card 2. They have a 65% chance to jump into the 3 spot in the Pacific Division. Third option, which is somewhat less likely, but it would require us to lose in regulation tomorrow and Vancouver to win both of their games, regardless, would be Nashville. And that would put us at the 2 seed. Nashville is the wild card 1. Still right. Have home ice, and the only way we would relinquish home ice is if we have to play Vancouver in the conference finals. Of those three, who do you think, well, first of all, which of those teams would make for the most entertaining series? Second, who would you prefer the Stars play in the first round?
Okay, I think for entertaining series, probably the Predators would give us a solid run. And I think just because of the hate that I think we all share for Nashville would be a lot of fun. It would make for an exciting series. But for whatever reason, I think out of a best of 7, they would probably give us the biggest run for our money. Aside from the Golden Knights.
Okay.
The Golden Knights are probably one of the only teams I'm truly afraid of going into this. But I think the Predators could be that close second for us. Just because I think of the rivalry there. The team I think would be best suited for us, the Kings, and I'm so excited about it because I don't feel like we have a super rich like history with them, and I think this is going to be a start of like something fun and like entertaining.
I agree. I think the Kings, from a pure hockey perspective, like no outside nonsense, that would be the most hockey focused series. Like there's no real animosity between Stars and Kings fans.
Right.
Kings are, we swept the season series against them. Their defensive style doesn't match up very well with our speed. But for the most part, like, I don't have anything against the Kings. I don't think they have anything against us. So that would truly be a series of, let's just go out and let's do that hockey.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's one that the Stars take pretty handily. I do think it would be a fun series, but I do think the Stars take it.
Agreed.
But, yeah, like you said, I think they're kind of like the Stars of last year where they had a bunch of like shit, like overtime losses. They had a lot of close games and like last minute, like ties, and then would push them in that where they're only getting like 1 point where they should have really been walking away with 2.
Yeah. They you got know? 11 overtime losses, but a plus 40 goal differential, which is not bad.
Right.
Like, that's nothing to be upset about. But yeah, looking at the standings, I don't think you're wrong. Those overtime losses, man, they'll haunt
you. They catch up to you. And I think we found out last year that that's what our weakness was. That was our kryptonite for sure.
And yeah.
I want to say we had so many more. No.
Last year, I believe we had. Okay, I was going to say 16. But yeah, we had quite a few that were incredibly frustrating. I want to say we went like 2 for 16 in overtime. Maybe that's where I'm getting that number from. But we didn't win very many of them, which was doubly frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Especially when we did so well. Like, I felt like we played such good hockey, like 3v3 last year. And like, overtime should have been our thing. Like, converting overtime, like,
yeah,
getting those extra points.
Half the time, it just felt like a bad bounce here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We were never like truly beaten. Overtime this year was marginally better, but I think this year was more of a case of bad decisions and unfortunate puck luck, and then shootouts are what they are. Like, mm-hmm. You can't predict those. You can sneak two in and the other team wins. Goalie can make some incredible saves out of nowhere. Like, you just never know. But all that to be said, there is no 3-on-3 overtime nor shootout in the NHL playoffs.
And you gotta love that.
Yeah. Truly one of my favorite aspects of the NHL playoffs. I think they are the best playoffs in the big four sports. But
yeah,
that in particular, the fact that so many other leagues, I guess baseball doesn't do the runner on second in the playoffs.
Right.
Which, props to them. Like, NFL playoffs are so boring. It's pretty much
mostly predictable.
Yeah. And same thing in college. Like, I understand the changes for college football to kind of protect the players and not have them go 8 overtimes like A&M and LSU did. But just the lack of continuity and kind of understanding the gravity of the situation. Like, how pissed would people have been if the Michigan had won the national championship off of a drawn up 2-point conversion,
mm-hmm.
instead of driving down the field? You know, everybody gets their shot. I don't know. We're not a sports ball podcast. We're a hockey podcast. So I'm going to say I agree with you in that order. I'm really hoping we can avoid Vegas. One, because I don't think my blood pressure can handle it, because I hate that team so much. I'm going to keep an eye out for the online vitriol when Mark Stone inevitably plays and most likely scores in the first game of the first round after being so questionable to return for the playoffs, which you knew it, I knew it, literally every person knew it. He's going to play. Red non-contact jersey last week. He's going to play. And we all said, this is what's going to happen. Vegas got to trade for Thomas Hertl and Noah Hanifin, two excellent players that they used that cap space from Mark Stone's. I'm not going to say he wasn't injured, but his extended rehab process. And they are going to be $12 to $15 million over the cap.
Right.
When the playoffs start. And I hate that. Oh, you're just mad that your GM won't do that. Like, no, dude, that's not it. I don't think any GM should be able to do that. Either you're cap compliant or you're not. But that's neither here nor there. That's not going to change anytime soon. We're going to continue to bitch about it. I'm sure Vegas is going to do the exact same thing next year. But I think the Kings are the best matchup. Go ahead.
Well, I kind of want to pose a question to you here. Let's say we're doing a podcast about the Vegas Golden Knights. who, as a Golden Knights fan, are you, one, we going to inevitably see in our first round? And then two, who scares you as a Knights fan?
I mean, I think every team should be scared of Dallas because we are the most complete team in the conference, in my opinion. You can't be a complete team. I mean, you can't have 20 goal scorers, 20 goal scorers, and a plus 65 score differential if you're not a complete team. And that's with your goaltender that's, you know, hailed as the franchise cornerstone, not playing his best for large stretches of the season. So I think we're probably the ones to be the most afraid of. Next up, I think Vancouver is probably up there also.
Okay.
They're also a pretty complete team, maybe not as deep as we are, but I would say they're, and Thatcher Demko is a really good goaltender. So they would probably be second. Winnipeg's kind of a question mark. They're so defensive that I think with any bone system, everybody says it helps in the playoffs to be able to grind like that. But you also have to be able to score. And not that they are not good, but they're not going to put up 7 on you. Unless you're Colorado, I guess.
Okay.
So in that order, I think it's us, Vancouver, and then Winnipeg for various reasons.
Because, yeah, I think they'll likely end up getting Vancouver probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Vancouver handles business, man, I don't want to, you know, knock on wood here. I think we're looking at a very, very solid run.
That's going to be, I think, ultimately, I could see us meeting Vancouver in the finals, and that's going to be some incredible hockey to watch.
But yeah, 100%. And I think I just keep going back to it, like in a best of 7, we're going to beat the Canucks.
I agree.
9 out of 10 times out of a best of 7.
I agree. The two teams that do not scare me, and I think shouldn't scare too many teams, and it's for similar reasons, are both Edmonton and Colorado. Colorado is pretty deep, but I think if you can try to limit Nate MacKinnon,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of keep Makar at bay a little bit, you put yourself in a pretty good spot. And I think that is exponentially more true for Edmonton. I mean, we saw what happened when the Stars shut down McDavid and Draisaitl.
Right.
I mean, without them, not that they're bad, but those two drive that entire team. If you can limit them or outright shut them down, they can't do much.
Yeah, hell, if you get them performing only at 70%, you're going to beat them.
Yeah.
You're going to beat them every time.
Yep, 100%. So, I think our path, I think I see it. I'm super excited. I won't say that, you know, nothing's guaranteed. And I won't say one way or the other what my prediction is, because we are getting into superstition territory. So I'm not even going to go there.
Damn.
All I will say is that this is going to be a lot of fun. I think I'll have tickets to 2 games in each round. And I am super excited to see what happens next.
Same.
And we'll see. Maybe as soon as tonight where we end up in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
For sure tomorrow. I think that one goes into overtime at least, if not a regulation win for us. It's fan appreciation night. The place is going to be rowdy. Bunch of fans gearing up for getting their voices ready for the playoffs. Plus, it's the Blues, who most of our fan base hates.
Right.
That one's going to be fun.
Good times to be had at the AAC in the coming weeks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So yeah, that's kind of all I had for today. I think we discussed our three opponents in enough length, at least for this one. I'm sure.
Do we want to touch on the East a little bit?
Oh, man. I mean,
there's not really much to be said here, but I guess they're still trying to figure out who's going to be there. No, we're still looking for number 8.
Oh, no,
the Capitals are at 91.
Oh, I guess it just got decided today.
Okay.
Yep, Capitals win in regulation, so...
Oh, yeah, I guess so, because they're already at 82. Islanders are 81 mm-hmm. games. Penguins are out of it. And Detroit is at 82 already and with 91. All right. Looks like Capitals probably have their tiebreaker on them.
Regulation wins. Okay. Which is stupid. Like, cross-conference, I guess I get it. Like, when you're determining something like the President's Cup. Because that really is a big factor, and you really only play the other conference, what, twice? But for something like an interdivision tiebreaker, head-to-head, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, regulation wins. If it came down to it, Vancouver, if they end up with the same amount of points as us, they'll be 1 and we'll be 2 because they have more regulation wins, even though we have a better head-to-head this season. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Jeez. Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, we just got to take care of business. We got it. That's all good.
Yep. Win tomorrow, and it doesn't even matter.
Right. Easy peasy.
Gotta love controlling your own destiny.
Yeah. And it even sounds like the talking heads at a lot of national media outlets for hockey are really starting to get on the Stars bandwagon. And recognize it's a goddamn speck on our name.
It's taken this long. I mean, my God, dude.
Dallas is a hockey town. Damn it.
It
has been since 93.
I'm trying to find this article. I want to say in one of either the Athletic or one of the Bleacher Report articles, which Bleacher Report is not that great, but when they were talking about the Stars, it was a sneaky 111 points on the season. I'm like, that's good for second in the entire league. How is that sneaky good? Like, it's only sneaky because y'all haven't been paying attention.
Right.
Anybody that's watched this team play in pretty much any capacity outside of a few skids can see that this team is legit. And I think if you stack us up with any team, East or West, it's going to be a good series.
Agreed. I am for the playoffs, man.
Oh, yeah. Just bricked up.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know we're not a basketball podcast either, but the Mavs
are onto something.
They're looking very... The American Airlines Center is just going to have this aura on it. I guess we're not going to end up... The Mavs won't end up with home. I think they're going to end up in 5, right? They ended in 5.
Yeah, they already locked down 5th.
Yeah.
Although they did finish first in the division, which is pretty cool.
Man, you know what I want to do? Kind of.
What's that?
Our boy Jake, that writes for the website, is like posting right now in our Discord, and I kind of want to just shoot him a link, man. Hey, man, you want to pop on? Give like 5 minutes on your thoughts on the playoffs.
Let's hold off on that.
Yeah,
and we'll plan for that next week. How about that?
Deal.
Sorry, Jake. We'll loop you in next time. We're already at 42 minutes.
That's true. We've come too far.
We have come too far.
Alrighty, brother. On that, I guess we should go ahead and wrap that up.
Call it a wrap for this one.
Absolutely. You want me to go ahead and start it off?
Go for it.
Stay moist. Stay moist.
Stay sassy. Make good choices. And don't, for any reason, even if the national media says that you have a sneaky 111 points on your way to a first place conference finish, get your Kermit tattoos. Shablam.